Welcome back to the 21st Show. I'm Reginald Hardwick with Illinois Public Media, filling in for Brian Mackey this week. The weather and climate often cause concern and curiosity, and just in the last week, much of Illinois has experienced overwhelming heat indexes. The combined temperature and high humidity between 105 and 115 degrees in some parts of downstate Illinois. Two summers ago, much of Springfield was knocked offline for more than a week by a derecho that blew across the Midwest. What causes the weather here in Illinois, and what is the impact of climate historically and decades into the future? Well, Illinois' top scientists have teamed up with our home station, Illinois Public Media, to launch a new weekly podcast called Weather Realness. And joining us to talk about it, Maddie Stover, a doctoral student in physics here at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, who is the host and producer, as well as Steve Nesbitt, professor of climate, meteorology, and atmospheric sciences at the U of I. And joining me in studio, Trent Ford, the Illinois climatologist. Welcome back to the 21st Show.
Yeah, thanks.
Good to be with you.
Thank you.
And as a disclaimer, I do serve as the executive producer of the Weather Realness podcast, but all these scientists do all the real hard work because they've studied much longer about science than I have. And it does make its debut, the radio show, on WILL AM 580 tomorrow at 11 a.m. I want to, before we talk about the podcast, we are having a developing weather situation right now. I'm a little raspy because there is an air pollution action day in effect through tonight throughout Illinois because of wildfire smoke from Canada. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency says ozone and particulate levels could be unhealthy for sensitive groups, especially for people who have lung or pulmonary disease. I'm one of those people. Trent, as a state climatologist, you're following this. Why is this air all of a sudden deteriorating?
Yeah, and it's bad timing, too, because we've just been through a brutal, prolonged period of really intense heat and humidity that seemed to be endless. And now we finally get our breath of fresh air, so to speak, when the cool and the lack of humidity, and it has smoke in it, and now we can't breathe. So, and actually, it's precisely that burst of cool air that's causing this. So when we were in the heat and humid pattern, most of our air was coming from the south, so Arkansas, Texas, the Gulf, and that's why it was hot and humid. And then we get this cold front that went through on Wednesday, and it brought cooler, drier air. But unfortunately, that cooler, drier air was sourced from the area of Canada where there's been wildfires burning pretty much throughout the last, you know, 4 or 5 months or so. And that's made its way down to the surface, and all of the smoke has, you mentioned, particulate matter, which is just little bitty solids in the air that you can't even see, but they coat your lungs, cause lots of damage, and then ozone at the surface, which is a real problem. And so, yeah, today, the worst of the air quality, it seems to do, the forecast looks like it gets a little bit better over the course of the weekend. And then by the time we get to next week, it looks a lot better, but that also means that part of that is because we're getting more heat and humidity coming on. So just can't win right now, it seems like.
I'm on the airnow.gov website and seeing air is unhealthy right now in Aurora and Elgin, Bloomington, Normal, Chicago, Will County, and Peoria, and more moderate levels in Champaign, Decatur. I'll check Carbondale, but I don't see that there. But I remember this being really bad for days in June 2023. How long do we expect this air to be here?
Yeah, so this event isn't quite as intense in magnitude as far as like how bad the air quality is or as longevity as expected as what we saw a couple years ago. It does look like our air is likely to at least get quite a bit cleaner by the time we get to the middle of this weekend. So it's kind of Saturday into Sunday, certainly by Monday. But this is just another example, though, is, you know, this time of the year, we always check the weather forecast. How hot is it going to be? Is it going to rain? Do we expect severe weather? We need to be checking that AQI, that air quality index that you mentioned that the EPA puts out to make sure that if you're going to go for a run, you're going to do activities, have a picnic, whatever you're doing this weekend, that you're protecting yourself from that air quality.
Okay. Airnow.gov. Well, let's talk about the podcast, the Weather Realness podcast. It's about weather and features not only Trent, but Maddie and Steve. Steve, let me turn to you. Why is a podcast like this needed at this time?
Yeah, so we're in a position right now where we know that obviously we're experiencing things like these extreme wildfires, extreme heat, extreme changes in temperature. And people are always asking the question, can we really attribute this to our climate being stable or are things actually changing? So what we're here to do is really talk with you, the listeners, about what's real, what's not about our Earth and our weather, and how to attribute potentially those things to changes in climate that are due to natural things, but also due to what we're doing to our planet. So we're really excited to help unravel that for the listener.
And Maddie, you are studying to get your doctorate in physics. Why were you attracted to this project?
Yeah, great question. So my dissertation topic is actually in atmospheric physics. So a lot of my training is in physics as it pertains to weather and climate specifically. So that's really what drew me to this project.
And Trent, what's the difference between weather and climate? That's one thing we're tackling in the first episode, but do you want to, I'm sure you get that question a lot.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's really a timescale kind of question. So weather and climate both describe the conditions of the atmosphere and how we sort of experience them. Weather is much on much shorter time scales. So we're talking anywhere from like the past 2 weeks to the currently to the next 2 weeks. And so we can get our weather forecast that tells us what the temperature and what the air quality looks like, you know, 24 hours from now, 48 hours from now. That's all weather time scales, weather forecast models. Once we get beyond those 2 week time scales, either in the past or into the future, we're really talking about the climate. And there's a spectrum. It's not necessarily distinct, but there's a spectrum. But that time scale is really how we define those things. And it can shape our kind of mindset of how we think about we're dealing with the weather today. Like, should I put a coat on? Do I need to wear a mask for air quality? Or just stay inside? Or are we thinking about, you know, next 10 years for planning, things like that? So that's kind of that difference.
We're talking to the host of the new Weather Realness podcast. It's all about weather and climate here in Illinois. Maddie Stover, a doctoral student at physics here at the U of I, who is the host and producer. Steve Nesbitt, professor of climate, meteorology, and atmospheric sciences. And Trent Ford, Illinois climatologist. Steve and Maddie, could you tell us what the first episode is about?
Yeah, so we're really diving into an important topic for this time of year. We're talking about heat waves, and in particular, we're really diving into an event that sits in everybody's mind, the 1995 heat wave that impacted Chicago. And Maddie and I really were able to dive into sort of the weather side of this and the impacts. And Trent goes into a nice segment that really goes into the climate of heat waves. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with everybody.
Maddie, was there anything in particular that kind of you learned and kind of stands out to you?
Yeah. So we were speaking with a sociologist who, you know, really covered this event from that perspective, and just kind of what he kind of spoke to about how the communication was such a failure in this event, and kind of what we learned and how we've adapted to be able to prepare for these events better in the future was a great takeaway for me.
And in this episode, we are talking about, of course, talking about heat waves in the past and currently, but we've got to talk about what's possible in the future. Trent, what is the connection between heat waves and climate?
Yeah, actually, out of all extreme weather that we experience here in Illinois, extreme heat waves have the strongest connection with climate change. We see this consistent increase in the frequency, the intensity, the magnitude of extreme heat, not just when we look into the future for models, but into the past over the last 100 years or so. So a lot of the things that we talk about in the first segment about preparation and communication and forecast, all of that becomes even more important as these events increase into the future for Illinois.
And something that you brought up is that we're seeing a lot warmer winters. I mean, we know, you know, at least in central Illinois, and I don't know about DeKalb or people who are listening to us, but I felt like we had pretty cold temperatures this past winter, but the past winters before then were very actually kind of mild.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this past winter did feel like almost like, oh boy, this feels cold, but it was actually really close to the normal average temperature for the kind of 3 month period we think of as winter. But it just compares by comparison, 2024, 2023, 2022, we had some very mild winters all across the state. And yeah, we actually, when we look at each season, each of the four seasons, winter's warming at a much faster rate than all the other seasons. And so that has its own implications, albeit complicated implications with things like ecology and non-native invasive species of animals and pests. And so those are topics we can dive into on this show. And that's one thing I want to mention is that, you know, when we talk about something like climate change, oftentimes it's presented as this big global issue, but almost all the impacts are actually local. So it's really nice we can take that kind of local focus here.
Our second episode of Weather Realness will deal with a weather story that's dominated the news this summer, the flash floods in the Texas Hill Country that killed more than 130 people. Another contributor to the Weather Realness podcast is University of Illinois professor Jeff Frame, and he will explain how flooding differs in central Illinois versus central Texas. But he'll also talk in detail about what happened early on the morning of July 4th. And here's an excerpt of Jeff talking about how quickly the Guadalupe River rose.
Back to the river levels. So around the time that flash flood emergency was issued, the river had risen to 1.7 feet. That was at 3:45 in the morning. By 4:45, 1 hour later, the river had risen to 23.4 feet. So we're talking about 20-foot plus rise in an hour, and it probably went higher than that because then the gauge was knocked out for 3 hours. At times, reports from some of the camps and other folks along the river had the river rising at 1 foot per minute.
It's incredible. Maddie, what are you learning from your colleagues in these discussions?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm learning, so we have a lot of great severe weather expertise in this department. So that's been really great to learn about, and also how things differ here in Illinois. So how we can be prepared for extreme events here in Illinois. Also about, you know, how these things are evolving due to climate change. A lot of these issues are, you know, very complex. They're very layered, like how is precipitation changing due to climate change? So it's been really great to be able to dive deep into, you know, the niche of all that with these faculty.
Steve, what are some of the other weather events that you're hoping to talk about and kind of explain to folks in the coming weeks and months?
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll have a variety of foci for this podcast. We'll be talking about, obviously, impactful real-time events, things that we can discuss shortly after they happen. But in addition, I think we'll be getting into some of the myths and the sort of old wives' tales about the weather and help share knowledge about what is actually going on in terms of physical processes. For example, trying to understand, you know, as the climate warms, what do we expect? And what do our physics laws tell us about what is going to change and what may not change?
Trent, what are some of the most common questions you get when you're out getting coffee or people find out who you are about weather and climate?
Yeah, people are really interested in how different things can change the weather. Windmills, solar farms, cities, rivers, and even like hedges and fence rows. And so and that really comes from the fact that everybody, most folks, especially those who watch the weather pretty closely, they see things and kind of focus on them, like when they have they look at the radar and a storm is coming towards them, and then the storm just falls apart and they don't get any rain. That's something that people really focus on, so they think it happens all the time. When it's really windy out, people focus on that, so they say, oh, it's getting windier in Illinois. So all of those kinds of questions come up, and then, you know, just a couple months from now, we're going to get the winter outlooks from every group that seemingly wants to put out a winter outlook, because everybody's always interested in that, and you know, all the wives' tales and all the interesting pieces we try to focus on as humans about how trying to predict how intense the weather's going to, or the winter's going to be, is always a fun chapter as well.
Steve, from
I'm
your
sure
perspective,
we'll do a chemtrail episode.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to ask Steve, what are some of the ones that you get, questions you get?
Yeah, I mean, if you spend any time on social media, you'll see all sorts of armchair quarterbacks talking about this causes that, and this is happening because of that. We will have plenty of time to dive into a lot of those and bring experts who can help, you know, perhaps shed a little bit of truth on some of those things, but then also discuss from a fact basis what's going on.
And I teased this a little bit earlier, but you, all of you listening throughout Illinois, can send a question for our scientists to answer on the podcast. Leave a voicemail at 217-333-2141. Again, 217-333-2141, or you can email weatherrealness@illinois.edu. Again, weatherrealness@illinois.edu. Well, we've been talking with Maddie Stover, doctoral student and physics and here at the U of I, who's the podcast host and producer, Steve Nesbitt, professor of climate, meteorology, and atmospheric sciences here at the U of I, and Trent Ford, Illinois climatologist. Thank you all for joining us. It's been a interesting. I love the informative conversation we've had.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Reginald.
And we'll look forward to, if you like hearing it on the radio, you can listen to WILL AM 580 at 11 a.m. on Saturdays, or you can go to the Illinois Public Media YouTube channel. Right now, the first episodes are up right now. And thank you for joining us for the 21st show. Christine Herman will be back here for Brian Mackey next week. Have a great weekend.